ABC News.
Professor Eugene Athan is the head of infectious diseases at Barwon Health in Geelong, and he joins us now. Hello, Professor.
Hello there.
Now, let's start with this measles warning in Melbourne. There have been two cases in the last month. So just how infectious can measles be?
Yeah, unfortunately, measles is highly infectious. It's one of the most infectious conditions that we know of. So a single case can result in as many as 10 subsequent cases if you have a non-immune population.
So what are the symptoms? What should people be looking out for if they were in those possible areas?
So for most individuals, they would already be immune. The majority of Australians are immune to measles if they've had the normal childhood immunisation or they've been exposed to natural measles in early life. But for those who've not been immunised and they're not immune, the symptoms are systemic, so people feel generally unwell with fatigue, headache, and then they can develop a sore throat, a cough, and often subsequently then a generalised body rash.
What are the risks for anyone who does contract measles?
In most instances, it's a relatively benign condition, although people feel terrible. They'll need to rest at home for anything of up to a week. And in more severe cases, people can develop more serious neurological complications, although they are quite rare.
So most people are immunised as a child. Is that through programs in school?
Yeah, that's right. So usually in infancy, in the first 12 months, the measles, mumps, rubella or MMR is a highly effective vaccination and it's been in place at least since the early 80s. So it's really people in the age group born in the late 60s to the early 80s that would potentially be at risk.
Okay. And I believe, is there a second measles vaccination that some people may need for immunity?
Yeah, so certainly people can get a second dose, and in some instances it also is part of the recommended schedule.
Let's look to this big rise in chickenpox cases in Queensland now. What are the vaccination requirements for chickenpox?
So there is an excellent vaccine that's been available since 2002 in Australia, and it's been funded and also made available to infants and young children. Unfortunately, it's not 100% effective. And you still can get a mild or modified form of the disease if you're exposed to chickenpox. But also the vaccine itself can result in a mild version in some instances. And not everyone, again, has undertaken immunisation, so it depends on the coverage in the population and whether as a child prior to that schedule people didn't get vaccinated as children. So there might be a small segment of the adult population that have not been exposed to natural chickenpox and then also did not receive the vaccine because it wasn't available at that time.
So would you be advising people to seek out a vaccine with their general, with their GP?
Absolutely. It's a very safe and effective vaccination and they need a simple blood test to determine if they've got protection or immunity already if they're not sure.
What are the potential risks for anyone that does contract chickenpox?
So chickenpox can be quite a serious disease. Sometimes people require hospitalisation, particularly adults. It's certainly a risky disease in pregnancy. It can result in pneumonia. It can affect the liver and can also cause occasionally neurological disease, such as an encephalitis, although they are rare complications.
So what groups of the community are most vulnerable?
So in pregnancy, people that are immunocompromised, and those, for example, healthcare workers who've not checked their immune status.
All right. Well, it's certainly a good message to get up to date on your immunisations with these diseases that are making an occurrence again here in Victoria and also in Queensland. Thanks very much for your time today, Professor Eugene Athan.
That's a pleasure.
Professor Eugene Athan, the head of infectious diseases at Barwon Health in Geelong, joining us there.
ABC News.